I'm Aria Schwartz, along with my co-host for tonight, Pat Ralph. Welcome to the WNBA Insider Show. Each week, we cover different topics important to the W. Using X's and O's, along with key stats, we bring honest and critical analysis. Pat, welcome to the show. This has been a crazy week for the WNBA. As we reported earlier this week, an article co-written by you and I, Pat.
Yes.
The Connecticut Sun... Connecticut Sun guard Courtney Williams has been absent from the team's West Coast trip due to a physical altercation with teammate Alex Bentley in a public location. Multiple sources tell the WNBA Insider. The team had reported that Williams was away from the team and did not make the trip due to personal reasons. On Monday afternoon, the Sun traded Alex Bentley to the Atlanta Dream for guard Leja Clarendon and a 2019 second round pick. Pat, let's talk about this real quick. What are your thoughts when this news broke and then the next day, and we couldn't have timed it any better because head coach Nikki Colling joined the show the day of the trade, and it was just really exciting to see all that unfold. Often when it comes to the WNBA, we don't really get to shine a light or get to fully understand, you know, some of the inner workings of how things happened. Right. And we very much viewed this as, in any professional sports league, this would be important information that needed to get reported. We would see it throughout any other league, and this was something that we needed to do. Obviously, with all respect to all parties involved in trying to shine a light on this with respect to all those people. Pat, do you want to talk real quickly? Do we want to jump into the trade? You want to hop there first, or you want to talk about the incident?
Yeah, so... I mean, first off, to start off, and I'm going to say this for the listeners, is that Aria here worked his butt off, and we would not have gotten this done if it wasn't for him. And I've told you this already, and just, you know, how, you know, we worked incredibly hard, especially that 48 hours we had before we went published and went live with the story. Just incredible hard work and getting and just following those leads and chasing that down. I remember, to kind of start off and take the listeners back a bit, to kind of see, so they can understand where we are. I remember last week, Aria here started sniffing around. Was like, something doesn't seem right. She's, you know, not playing. She's out for personal reasons. The team is a little bit unclear as to why. And Aria was the first one who got unclear about it. And then one thing led to another. We just, you go along the trail and it led to this, and just, to think the fact that we knew this story was big, and Aria, you hit it right on the head. You know, this is a story that, if this was in the NBA, I mean, for NBA fans out there, if you're listening to this, this is very similar to what happened in Chicago last year with Nikola Mirotic and Bobby Portis, where Portis, you know, and they got in a physical altercation. It's a very similar kind of thing where it was reported heavily. Everyone wanted to know about it. We felt this was our job to do this, and it was a story that needed to be told. This is why this website was started, was because we're not here to just make everyone happy. We're here to be honest and critical and provide quality coverage of the WNBA and give it the coverage it deserves, and growing that coverage. So we knew that story was big, and to see that getting that story out was big for us, and just the reporting and the hard work we put in, and we're just proud of the hard work. But to see then that happen, the trade, we had no knowledge or idea that was coming. And so the trade is just like a wow. And it's just a, you know, it went to show that Connecticut, and you read, and we can talk about this more as we go through this here. You know, you read some of Kurt Miller's quotes. He was in an interview yesterday with a paper in Connecticut, and he declined to comment, but he kept mentioning that team culture was an issue, and that lends to show that this was probably there was something going on in that locker room for sure.
Yeah, and you know, I thought it became clear even, you know, some other people in our Slack communication with different writers, you know, I brought up the question many days ago, many moons ago, if you will, to say, like, why isn't she starting? Because I've been on the Courtney Williams fan hype train for a very long time. What she does, the way she, at the guard position, crashes the boards and ignites her team around her, she was kind of that saving grace, if you will, while Alyssa Thomas has been injured. Mm-hmm. And without her around, I've seen this team dip a lot more. They did get a big win against LA, so many would point to that and call me an idiot. But Bigneault, moving forward, I'm looking at this trade, and part of me after this story broke, I was thinking, you know, in my head, I wouldn't be surprised if there was some sort of trade between Connecticut and Atlanta. I didn't predict this to happen. And most of it was because of the rumors, which, you know, have been completely dispelled. So it was just more of like kind of an aftertaste of the rumors, if you will, about early on in the season, Nikki Collin wanting to trade away Laysha Clarendon, which, you know, I know for a fact is not true. She did not want to do that, but it ends up happening. And now let's talk about the trade and what that means moving forward. Oddly enough, these teams, Connecticut, who's been Atlanta, who's been bobbing around, is at 9-9. Connecticut's only at 10-9. Yeah. It's interesting. Do you think can be mutually beneficial?
I think it is. I think it's definitely mutually beneficial. Let's start off on the Connecticut side. A team that has, you know, they're not playing well. I mean, they have. We're recording this podcast Tuesday night. They played New York Wednesday morning in a camp day game. They return home to play the Liberty. That's a game that Connecticut should win, but they haven't played well of late. They've lost 7 of their last 10 games. They're not playing well after starting off the season 7-1. This is a team that has there's as we mentioned, there was locker room issues, and I think there is no better I can't think of a better player right now who can come into that locker room and change the culture and clear the air and help insert her voice and leadership than Laysha Clarendon. I mean, WNBA fans know the role that she plays, the leadership and the voice she has both on and off the court with her teammates. She's a leader in the WNBA. And if they can get having her alone in that locker room, she doesn't even need to dribble or shoot or pass or anything. Just getting her in that locker room alone could be her biggest contribution and asset to this team. So Connecticut, I think it's very beneficial. I think it's very beneficial for Atlanta as well. You know, Alex Bentley gets a fresh start. She goes somewhere where she knows the coach. Obviously, Nikki Collin was Kurt's assistant in Connecticut. She goes somewhere where she knows the GM. Chris Yanko, who was the GM in Connecticut before Kurt Miller took over as the GM, he originally acquired Alex Bentley from Atlanta to Connecticut, and now he is bringing her back home to Atlanta. So she has a connection there. It's a fresh start. And I think she could fit in really nicely with this team. She's a great perimeter defender. She fits in well with the fact that they're arguably the best defensive team in the league. And it just mixes things up. And I don't think it's very surprising that Laysha Clarendon was traded, given that Nikki had more or less moved her to the bench this year. And she has seen a reduced role compared to their other guards like Tiffany Hayes or Brittany Sykes or Angel McCautry, or of course their newest, or Renee Montgomery.
I would even point more so to something that, you know, she brought up, which was that she just never found her kind of her pace coming off the bench. And you know, things happen. I know it wasn't an easy move for either party, but looking forward, I think Alex Bentley is going to be good for Atlanta, because the way I looked at it is she's going to be a great somebody who can be a spark plug for points away from the hoop, which is going to open up lanes for everybody else. Atlanta is a team that, as a whole, I look at them as skilled players who can get to the basket and make points in the basket, or make points in the paint, versus having the ability to create shots away from the basket, something they've seriously lacked. Many people will point to three-point shots. I think it's even more than that. It's just as far as getting points away from the hoop. I think this is going to be great for it. And then head coach Nikki brings up in the interview how she looks at her as also bringing a huge element of defense to an already stellar defensive team, which is interesting to see a team so low on the polls, but yet be so good at defense. Pat, do you think she can help them offensively?
I think so too. I mean, that's what they need. I mean, that's their problem right now, is they don't have enough, and they have a lot of good scorers on their team, but they just don't seem to be, they're just not scoring. And that's their, for me, when I see, that's their biggest issue. So if Bentley could give them some shooting, she's a playmaker. I think she can give them something and be able to provide a little bit of a spark off the bench for them, because that's what they're going to need. And like we mentioned, Atlanta's a team that they're kind of holding on for dear life to that eight seed. And I think everyone's going to be watching very closely because last year Atlanta at the All-Star break was, I believe, the 7 or the 8 seed. And it looked like they were going to snap their playoff drought and they were going to get back into the playoffs. And they just totally, after the All-Star break, I mean, collapsed. I mean, it was a total just train wreck and Michael Cooper was fired. But, I mean, I don't expect that to happen this year. This team's a lot better and they're more consistent. But still, I think that Alex Bentley can help this team out a lot because their goal is to make the playoffs. And if they don't make the playoffs, they're going to be disappointed. And she should be able to help them out a lot. What do you think?
No, I mean, that's what I'm thinking. She should be able to help them. I think this team is, like I've said, they're lacking someone to really get a few more points away from the hoop. And if they can get that from her, you know, of late she's been shooting a lot better than her career averages. If she can keep that up, this is going to be really good. Especially, I think it might create a situation where more teams can't focus on Renee Montgomery's three-point shots. She's shooting a lot of contested shots. Hopefully that will free up some stuff. This has been a WNBA Insider Show special talking about the incident and the trade that followed it. I'm Aria Schwartz, my co-host, Pat Ralph, and thank you for joining us.